Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And back to those fall temperatures, 1010 Winds went outside to see what the streets are saying about the expected temperature change. Glenn Shuck.
Well, again, it looks like it's 90s today and gone tomorrow. In fact, the extended forecast, don't see any 90s, at least for a while. Maybe it won't be till next year. Patrick McIntosh is saying he doesn't care either way.
Complaining about that.
The people complaining about the hot are going to be complaining about the cold. Same thing. So.
But you're not a complainer, apparently.
No. Bring it on.
He's working in a ventilation system where the temperatures can reach 100 degrees during the day.
So I've worked in plants before that'll be the same as outside plus another 10 degrees. So, you know, some of the guys, you know, they feel it.
How do you get through that? I mean, I know water, obviously, right?
Yeah, water and, you know, you just got to kind of keep moving around. You know, we're always in and out of the rooms checking on units throughout the building and stuff. So
in the midst of this, it's hard to believe the calendar's turning to September soon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here are 56 and 5th.
On Long Island, police say they've shut down a gun selling operation going on right under the police department's nose.
33-year-old James J. Sean Edwards is facing multiple felony charges for allegedly selling guns from his Long Beach, Long Island home.
This defendant's apartment is literally a stone's throw away from the Long Beach Police Department headquarters.
Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly said 10 loaded guns were recovered, including an AR-15-style ghost weapon.
Brazenly, Edwards would package up high-powered weapons in duffel bags and even diaper boxes and sold them out in the open in broad daylight in front of his home.
Two of the guns have been traced to multiple shootings in Queens and Long Island dating back to 2021. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola.
Dude selling loaded diapers here. Well, finally, it's come down, a 15-year-old sidewalk shed, that is. Finally removed at 520 First Avenue in Manhattan. The shed was taken down under the city's new Get Sheds Down initiative to get rid of some of these lifelong sheds that have dotted the city. Buildings Commissioner Jimmy Otto was at the deconstruction this morning. He helped, in fact.
We can't just talk the talk. The city has to walk the walk, and that means our own sheds that are up with no underlying work being done, that are up for years and years, they have to come down.
Yeah, that particular shed has apparently darkened the doorway of the office of the chief medical examiner 15 years, according to the deputy mayor of operations, Mira Joshi. Get Sheds Down aims to improve the quality of life for New Yorkers and return valuable walk space, sidewalk space, to the public. So far, 268 sheds have come down, 14 of them owned by the city. Do the thing and I'll take care of you. Prosecutors say that's what an ex-bank manager told a guy she allegedly hired to kill her brother-in-law. I guess she thought her sister could do better for herself. Anyway, Reshma Masarone got 114 months in prison after pleading guilty to a murder for hire. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says she came up with a chilling plan to have her brother-in-law knocked off for $10,000. Didn't know the hitman was an undercover cop, though. They say she was texting and exchanging messages on Facebook and telling the cop, if you care, take care of business, you'll get paid. Investigators say she told the undercover cop, I've got other jobs for you, too. They say she wired a down payment, $2,500, to the undercover. Even video surveillance at a Western Union showed her standing there counting out the money, they say. The victim was never killed. In addition to jail time, she'll also get 3 years of supervised release. And I can imagine probably forget about being invited to the family reunion. On a more serious topic now, a Bronx elected official who worked for the city board of elections has been hit with a long list of charges, including bribery, extortion, fraud. Let me tell you, prosecutors say Nicole Torres abused her power as a district leader and city elections worker to engage in two different illegal schemes. They say she was freestyling. First dates back to 2019 when she allegedly started demanding illegal payments from residents in exchange for her selecting them as poll workers. Prosecutors say she made about $28,000 in illegal payments. What a hustle. In the second scheme, Torres allegedly falsified documents to make it seem like certain people worked as poll workers when they didn't. And then she allegedly pocketed the fraudulent paychecks, keeping around $36,000, though they say she split the money with a couple of folks. She could spend decades behind bars. Keep you posted. Mayor Adams says he's winning the war on illegal pot shops, and to celebrate, he oversaw the destruction of 4 tons of illegal cannabis products today.
The city was running out of room at warehouses where they were storing weed seized in raids on illegal pot shops.
We're going to be excited to burn this illegal product here today.
Mayor Adams standing in front of 4 tons of cannabis seized from some 4,000 stores raided in the last 4 months, 1,000 shut down. It will be incinerated with no smell or fumes, according to Adele Amrani of ReWorld Solutions.
2.5 million tons of greenhouse gases are averted and diverted because they don't go to landfills.
He says the Long Island facility reduces greenhouse gases equivalent to 500 cars taken off the street. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Some folks are going, what? No smell? And I stood downwind for nothing? A new report says hate crime surged across New York State over the past several years, up 69% since 2019. State controller Thomas DiNapoli says in 2019 there were 644 hate crimes reported, and then that number dipped during the height of the pandemic. But in 2023, ooh, it stormed back. The number was at 1,089. And the report says more than half of those crimes last year involved religious bias, the majority of which were said to be anti-Jewish incidents. Behind religion-related crimes, the next leading categories were anti-African-American crimes, as well as crimes against gay men. An extremely rare lobster saved from the dinner plate, instead released to the wild for a second chance by an animal advocacy group on Long Island.
Clementine, the orange lobster, is lucky that the people at Stop and Shop in Southampton realized just how rare he was.
Only one in 30 million lobsters are orange. And this guy somehow ended up being caught and brought to the Southampton Stop and Shop,
where they fed him shrimp and kept him in cold salt water so he would live. And then they got in touch with Humane Long Island Executive Director John DeLeonardo.
These animals belong in the wild, and now this guy has a chance to be free once again and get to forage, get to swim, and do all sorts of lobster things.
Even rarer than the color, DeLeonardo says, is the fact that he wasn't killed. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.